What's going on, beautiful people? This is Mr. No Excuses and my man Jay.
What's going on? What's going on?
With another episode of the Hidden Truths Podcast, where we provide therapy through conversation, restoring trust and community advocacy, one conversation at a time. What are those skeletons you've been hiding in your closet? What are those uncomfortable conversations that you need to have that may be holding you back from your progress? The more we talk about it, the more we communicate openly and honestly about it, the more we can start trusting each other. The more we start trusting each other, the more we can start building and growing with each other. So that's what we're here to talk about with the Hidden Truths Podcast. Be sure to check us out and subscribe. We're available on all social media platforms and all listening platforms, Hidden Truths Podcast. For this week's community spotlight, we want to shout out Nick and Mike's Bar and Grill, located near the PNC Music Pavilion, North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. I went there probably for the first time this past weekend and had a great time. Good drinks, good food, good staff, and real nice ambiances. Low-key, good music. So definitely a good spot to check out. And, of course, the best part of all, is Black-owned. So be sure to check them out. Nick and Mike's Bar and Grill. You can check them out on their website. Nick and Mike, just like it sounds, Nick and Mike Bar and Grill.com. Tell them Hidden Truth sent you. So, Jay, my brother, what's the good word for today?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. That used to be my song back in the day, son. It used to be my joint. I used to love the Christmas songs back in the day. For all y'all in the podcast world, it is Christmas time, and I wanted to have a nice little relaxing, light conversation and just talk about some of the traditions that we used to have back in the day, the things we used to smile back when we were younger. And, you know, sometimes we look back and wish we still had them. You know, we talk about a little bit of the changes of the times now, how, you know, some things have changed, you know, and just talk about the good times and how we miss them, and, you know, especially around the holidays, any holiday, you know, especially like Thanksgiving just passed. You know, it started off. What did you do for Thanksgiving this year?
This year, same thing I do most years. Got up with family. Traditional trimmings, you know, the turkey and the ham and the whole nine yards. We did play a cool game, though. Hip-hop lingo is what it's called. But it's basically the black version of, God darn it, what's the taboo. It's like the black version of taboo. So it's more hip-hop lingo. So it'll be talking about more like, you know, trap culture, urban culture, you know, the whole nine yards. So it was kind of interesting because I had my two nieces on my team, or two of my nieces on my team, and then my youngest niece had, you know, her moms and aunt on their team. So she was kind of at a disadvantage because she had some of the older heads on her squad. So they lost, of course. But nonetheless, that's what we do during the holidays, man. We, you know, get together, eat a good meal, have some good drink. Even my mom's had the red Solo cup in her hand.
What?
Yeah, but it wasn't filled with liquor. Oh. We just had red Solo cups everywhere.
Well, at least she joined in.
At least she joined in. And we still made a good toast. She had an apple cider or whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, we like to laugh, joke, have a good time, play games, man.
That's dope, man. So I love it.
Good time with fam. What about you?
This year, we cooked. Well, let me say, I cooked.
Yeah, because you made a bunch of cakes and shit. I cooked. Hey, and podcast world, I gotta big up my mans right here. My boy is a chef on the low.
My boy is a chef on the low
because, you know, we've been, I think that last episode we talked about a lot of our assets and attributes, basically our resume. My man didn't mention, Jamie didn't mention that he's a chef on the low. So tell us what you cooked, sir.
Man, I don't know where to start. So recently my mother moved up here with me. She built a house up here, and while she's building the house, she's, you know, staying with her son, you know, doing my due diligence as the best son, you know, out here in the world. And so mom do stand with, you know, you had to kind of, you know, not let Thanksgiving just go by the coat side. So, you know, instead of letting her cook, I decided to throw down. So I made macaroni and cheese. And the way I make my macaroni and cheese, I do a little roux, you know, put in a pot and make cheese first, sauce with it, then, you know, add cheese to it.
Can I pause you right there?
No, go ahead there, sir.
Out of all my years that I used to have mac and cheese, I never heard anybody say they made a roux for mac and cheese. Usually it's just some melted cheese and butter.
Yeah, you know, you add a little twang to it sometimes, you know, if you, you know, got a little skill in you. But no, I made macaroni and cheese, collard greens. And this was actually light because my family is some big eaters. So macaroni and cheese, collard greens. What else do we have?
Oh, I made a bunch of cakes.
Sweet potato souffle. And we didn't have turkey because I wanted to do something a little different. I was like, you know, every year we have turkey. You have this big turkey. Sometimes turkey go to waste. So I wanted to be a little fancy. So I wanted everybody to have their own individual turkey. So what I did was I bought Cornish hens and I fried everybody their each individual Cornish hen so they had their own little turkey on their plate with their food.
Shit, how long did that take?
And it's not that long. I mean, frying Cornish hens took about 8 minutes a piece, so it wasn't that bad.
Okay, so it ain't too bad.
Had a nice little fryer going, had some, you know, some music going, you know, frying them, season them up, inject them the night before. It was pretty dope, man. So everybody had their little own Cornish hen fried up like a, you know, fried turkey. So I thought that was pretty dope.
Okay.
Then I made a sweet potato pie. You know, you had to have your regular. I made three cakes. I made a chocolate pound cake. I made a brown sugar and caramel pound cake, and I made a key lime pound cake. So,
podcast world, y'all hearing this? Man, this man done made a 5-course meal. Dude, hey, done fried up some individual Cornish serving hens. Size Cornish hens and mac and cheese with a roux, aka gravy. Some collard greens and 4 or 5 cakes and sweet potato.
Hey man, hey man. Sometimes, oh my goodness. You know, I don't know, it's funny because what we're talking about is like past things and current things. All this comes from my past, so I guess it leads up to how I grew up. So back in the day, my mom has 9 brothers and sisters. So grandma, you know, grandma and granddad, they was in there, you know, busting them out. So we got all these kids, and my grandma has a 1, 2, 3 bedroom house. It may be 700 square feet, maybe. You know the little houses back in the day.
Yeah, I know. Little small brick houses.
Yeah, small brick house.
Yep.
And every year we all would be there. Like, we're talking about 9 kids, and at least each kid has 2 kids. So you imagine, you do that math, it's a lot of people in one house. I mean, you got little kids running around. It was the greatest thing. I used to love this back in the day. We would, I'm from South Carolina, from the country, and we would go. We'll visit grandma, you know, visit my, well, we didn't call her grandma. We call her ma, you know, old school. Mm-hmm. And all the daughters would be in the kitchen and they're cooking. And that's just where I used to be. I mean, I'm a mama's boy, and my mom would have me by her hip. And I guess it just kind of went to me, the cooking. So I'm in the cook, watching, helping. And that's where I got it from. But it just leads back to my grandma. We always had Thanksgiving dinner. I always had Thanksgiving dinner at my grandma. It never failed every year. But the great thing about it was, in those times, we had such a, I may say this wrong, camaraderie.
Yeah.
Where not only did it was our family, but the significant others would also come. So my mom's husband would come and my aunt's husbands would come. Even if they were divorced, it was just back in that day, nobody really, you know, they didn't care about that beef and that arguing and stuff. They, yo, you always family, so you coming to get a plate.
Dude, this sounds like soul food, the movie.
It was, except ours wasn't as tame as that. It wasn't, you know, nice and pictures on the wall. We was in the hood. I mean, that's where we're from. So, you know, you got people down the street coming by. I mean, it was just the greatest thing to have so many people. And that's when you got to see all your cousins. You got to play with your cousins, you know. And it was just the greatest thing, man. I used to climb fig tree. My grandma had a fig tree in the back. We'd climb the fig tree. And I think the best thing about the past was the fact, and I don't know if it's in everybody's household, but I'm pretty sure it was. We would eat multiple times a day. We would schedule to eat at 2, which never happened. We would eat about 4. Mm-hmm. We would all fall asleep somewhere in the house. And that's the thing. It's like, I don't know what's so different about then and now, but then we didn't care. We didn't care if we fell asleep on the floor or fell asleep on the couch or fell asleep leaning again. I mean, we're family.
Right.
So we found a place to eat, found a place to sit and watch, and, you know, people fixing people plates, and we get back up, and we go in there and get another slice of cake, and we just – it was good times. And then, you know, the fellas would leave out and go do their thing in the same city. You know, they go have some guy time with the guy cousins, and the guy cousin be like, come on, little dude, you come with me because you my little cousin, you know. And this is how it was, man. It's just that kind of togetherness. And nowadays – That shit don't exist.
You talking about specifically for your family?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people I know, it, you know, they always go back to be like how it used to be. And but now in our family, yeah, it's not the same, man. And I think it's due to I think my grandmother's kind of like the glue. You know what I'm saying? The glue to our family.
Big mama always be the glue, don't she?
Because she don't play. You ain't about to argue in her house. Right. That's not about to happen. I don't care how old you are.
You leave that outside.
You better take that to where you came from. You better go right back where you was at. Go handle that shit. And then you come back here and eat. Mm-hmm. So we just had that togetherness, man. And that's something I probably miss to this day, man. We was just so good with it. I don't know back in the day how it was for y'all, but how was it any different back in the day when you was younger and your family and your like traditions for holidays and stuff like that?
It seems to me like as I've gotten older, me and my family have gotten even closer. Mm. Because when I was younger, holidays would primarily be me, my mom, and my dad.
Okay.
And now it's more like it's everybody. Now, it's a pretty small group of us. You know, it's me, my mom, my dad. His health kind of prevents him from doing a lot of traveling. So it's usually me, my mom's, my oldest brother, and his household, which is, you know, one of my nieces. I'm not going to go through and name all the relatives, but long story short, it'd be my brother and his household, and then my sister, her daughter, and then my second brother. So, you know, maybe like 10, 12 of us. And it's been kind of rocking like that for the past several years. So, I mean, our family has, to me, it seems like we've gotten tighter over the years because we've seen some family losses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you go through those losses, it makes you want to cling that much closer to what you have left and really appreciate those times. And realizing, too, that time is going by so fast. Like my baby niece, you know, not a baby anymore, obviously, is in college now. And so when you throw that time factor in, you're like, man, like these moments are coming by faster and faster. And so that, I think, has kind of helped us stay even more close-knit. So, yeah, I would think the difference between then and now is that it's like all of the family versus just segments of the family getting together.
I think it's dope, man. I like that y'all are tighter, you know, now. It's funny because as tight as we were then, we aren't now. I don't see my cousins or anything. That's funny because it seems like y'all went from not being as tight to being very tight and getting tighter as years go by.
And we were still tight back then, okay, but it seems like we've gotten even closer. And I know for me, it was intentional for me because I know once I got my house, I intentionally would do family get-togethers, not just during the holidays, but outside of that. Hey, fam, hey, y'all come on through. You know, I'm going to hook up a little food or whatever just to make sure that we're not only getting together just once or twice a year, but as often as we can. So I think that helped bring the family even closer than we used to be back then.
Yeah, we're so similar. It's crazy. I know we had an episode before where we talked about how we had a status quo of a conversation, and we talked about how we bought houses because of status. Like, you bought a house because of the size, and, you know, you want to have a certain status quo. But in with me buying my house, I never did say during that episode that a part of it was because my family didn't have a centralized place to go to where everybody felt comfortable. So as I got older from that time during the holidays, it's like we kind of grew apart to the point where somebody didn't want to go to this person's house because they didn't like their wife. Somebody didn't want to go to this person's house because they didn't like their husband.
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
So because I seemed to be the neutral one, I felt like if I bought a big enough house that at least I would be able to host and everybody would come there because it's like you're the neutral ground, which actually was true. I actually did do that. And people would come and they're like, well, Jamie's house is safe. This is cool. I can stay tonight here. And I'm cool with that. But I mean, it's almost like I'm taking the place of the older people because that was the glue. Right. Like I said, you didn't go to grandma's house doing nothing stupid. You come, you eat, you don't talk reckless. You can leave, but you ain't going to talk reckless. And it was a safe place to go. You knew nobody wasn't going to kick you out. You knew if you came and you drove to see and see the family, you could stay there. You find your place to sleep, but you can stay there. And the same with me. I don't kick family out. My family come to visit me. You know, you got a nice warm floor somewhere or find a couch. But, that, I mean, family is big, especially with holidays, man. I've always grown to, you know, to family. I think family is such an integral thing to have, especially, you know, as you go through different holidays. Those are very good experiences to have where you want to keep those memories because you don't know what could happen. Like you said, you don't know tomorrow going to be here, your people going to be here, so you want those memories. So that's one of the reasons I bought my house. I wanted people to be like, hey, come on through. My house is fun. Hey, open door policy.
Yeah,
so
comfortable.
Comfortable, got to be. And we're talking about holidays. Another holiday is funny that my family always did was Easter. Always got me a new suit on Easter.
Yeah, that Easter suit.
That Easter suit was clean as shit, boy. Hey,
you had the Easter speech, too?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember none of
this. Oh, I know what the Easter speech was. Hey, the same know. As everyone else. I just came here to say, Happy Easter Day.
Yeah.
That was everybody's Easter speech.
So, yeah, man.
With the Carolina blue suit on.
And then you go. I don't know. Now, did y'all always go fight, you know, the crowds and stuff for Easter? No, that's Mother's Day. Mother's Day was always the one you had to fight the crowds to go out to eat.
Mother's Day, yeah, that's the one.
I always taking moms out to eat and stuff like that. Easter, we still cook. We'll go.
Right, same here.
And they get mad at shit because you, why are you playing in your Easter suit? You can't get that shit dirty. I ain't going to wear this again, Ma. It's one day, so. Oh, Mom always kept me clean the Easter suit, boy.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if other cultures were as big on just having new clothes for mm-hmm. Easter, and I don't even know why in Black culture that's as big as it is. Like, during Easter, you got to have a new outfit, but that's what we did.
Yeah, I need new school shoes. No, we got to get that Easter suit.
Got to get that Easter suit.
Yeah, Ma, can I get some shoes for school?
Nah. Yeah, the ones that I'm going to wear every day.
Yeah, every day. Baby, we got to get you clean. Got to get you clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did you stop wearing Easter suits?
Ooh, Easter suits. Can you remember? Yeah, it probably was
middle school, I think.
Nah, it wasn't even that late for me. Probably elementary. Yeah, probably around elementary school. Stop wearing the Easter suit, stop doing the Easter speeches. Yeah, that's around the time. You know, used to do Easter egg hunts for them cold-ass, rotten-ass eggs.
Boy, I ain't did an Easter egg hunt in so long. Oh, my gosh. I remember them. They used to have the colorful eggs with stuff in them.
Yep.
All around.
Man, the only egg hunt I do now is when I go to the grocery store and get some eggs, carton of eggs.
I don't even eat eggs. So I don't
for real?
Eggs. Nope. Don't eat eggs.
That's unfortunate. Unless you put them in a cake.
Yeah, if I bake them in something, I eat them. But I can't eat, like, eggs and stuff. I don't eat straight up eggs, nah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Learn something new every day about
yes,
your
sir.
Homies.
Yes, sir.
Homie don't eat eggs. Yeah, so let me ask you this. What is two questions. Your favorite holiday tradition out of, you know, any holiday. And then your favorite Christmas time song.
Damn, that's two hard questions, boy. Oh, man. It's tough because I used to have a favorite. My favorite tradition used to be the worst tradition in the world. It used to be Black Friday.
Go shopping.
We would go shopping. And this is before. See, I don't know a lot of people know. This is before a place used to open on Thursday. I'm talking about true Black Friday shopping. When you get up 3-4 in the morning to be in line to get some big TV that was on sale for like little or nothing.
Right.
We was in line for that. And it wasn't the sales that I liked about it. It's just the fact that we did something together. You know, a family, my aunts together waking you up. Get up, boy. We got to get in line on time. And fighting through crowds. It was just fun, man. It was just, you know, it was before people got shot and shit over TVs and stuff. Right. So, but no, I think that's probably my favorite thing just because we would come together and just, I mean, that whole time from the time we sit in the kitchen cooking and people talking about each other, you know, the little family fun times, talking about what you used to do, to eating, to going to sleep, taking a nap, to waking up, to get up in the morning, a cold morning, to go chase some sale. I mean, that's probably my favorite, man. I just love that stuff back in the day.
Dude, I've never done that.
Really?
Nah, the women would, but I ain't do that.
Well, that's what not my family. My the women would, but again. I told you I was a mama's boy, so yeah. I'm right with mom. Like, all right, mom, let's go. So, song though.
Yeah, favorite. So, Christmas time song.
A little tidbit about me. I love Christmas music. I don't know about it. I do. I'm a big Christmas head when it comes to Christmas music. I know fellas may clown, whatever. I don't know. I like real. I don't know. I like the soulful Christmas music, man.
Yeah, I'll renew that.
And it might. I think my song might be. I hope I said it right. Silent Night by the
Temptations.
Temptations, man. That's.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's definitely
that joint. That joint gets you, boy. In the
that's definitely in the top.
And I don't mean the move, but it gets you in the mood for the holidays, man. You just be in the car riding or something, or you just at the house playing it. It's just, man, you can have a nice little sip of something and just be sitting there with a nice little Christmas tree light or something. Man, it's just a great song, man. I love that. That joint is smooth.
That's one of my top, like, so much to the point that I don't remember, I don't even know who actually made the original version of Solomon.
I promise I couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you.
To me, Temptations made it.
Who that? Yeah. Y'all got the credit. It's
Temptations
okay.
made that. Yeah.
Look, if I had to say second coming up for song, oh man, that's a tough. I want to say like a White Christmas is probably my not White Christmas.
Black Christmas.
What's the song where they chestnuts roasting on open fire type thing?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Chestnuts.
Yeah, I just don't know who I'm saying that.
Couldn't tell you.
And then my third would have to be my hood song.
Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto.
No, is that the one where is it? It's Christmas time and Hollis cream. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Is that Run DMC?
I think so.
Yeah, that's my joint. Dun, dun, yeah, dun, yeah. Dun. Yeah, that's my joint, man. So, you know, I like some old school, too. We used to listen to this stuff at Christmas time. We'd just be at the house. And it's funny because Grandma, but I don't know who the heck that is on that song. So I need to play some classic music out here. What about you, E? What about favorite holiday?
Let's see. Favorite tradition.
Yeah.
Probably popping fireworks on 4th of July.
You talking about how we did or you talking about back in the day?
That's the only way we ever did it.
Okay. I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, we would go get like the firecrackers and put them in the metal trash can and do all that.
Just to let y'all know, this past year, my boy E picked me up. And we went down to the line to get fireworks and blew up my street. So trust me.
Yeah.
We know.
Literally. Like this year, it's funny because we went down to the state line.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the liquor store first.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. The two people say they don't match, but they go hand in hand.
Hand to hand because they're right beside each other. Went to the liquor store first. And then we went to get the fireworks. I said, you know what? I ain't shot fireworks in so long. I'm about to take it back to my childhood. That's what we did, man. I probably got like at least $100 worth or so of fireworks.
I know I got 100. I definitely got 100.
Yeah, at least.
Shit, we still got fireworks in the garage that we ain't shooting.
Oh, yeah, it is right. Because some of them, they don't make all of them like they used to.
That's not. Yeah. They can spend a little bit more money, I guess.
Yeah, you do. But some of the ones that we got lit the whole block up.
Fun, man. I mean, it's good because what he said was something that I really like to hear is the fact that he's like, you know, he want to feel like a kid again, you know. And I think sometimes we're so grown and we have so many grown things going on in our lives that we fail to remember that we can still enjoy life a little bit.
Right,
you know
what I'm saying?
And I think that's why we're so stressed because it's always go, 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 work, work, work. And when do you not?
Like, didn't you say, I think it was your brother. A lot of times when he comes down, he'll just sit
in your driveway.
Yeah,
he will open the garage. He'll pull one of the foldable chairs up like you have at the game, and he just sit there. And I was like, man, what's wrong? You mad? He's like, nah, man, I'm just relaxed. For once in my life, it's just, you know, a little serene. Mm-hmm. And then we're in the city. Ain't nothing serene about this. He's like, it is, because it's more peaceful to be outside in nature than it is, you know, because he said he doesn't get to do that. He's always surrounded by walls in a cubicle. He at home working, you know, and I'm like, man, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I mean, we, a lot of times, you know, we get so caught up in life's obligations, you know, work, family, you know, whatever else, the whole nine yards, that we forget to appreciate the small things in life. Right. You know, like we talked about, you know, on a recent episode, you know, the things that make you happy. A lot of times it's those simple things that we tend to overlook because we're so focused on everything, all the other obligations and all the other weight that we have on our shoulders. You know, just, you know, looking at some birds flying in the air, or, you know, just breathing in fresh air, or listening to a water run, you know, simple things like that. Like,
speaking of which, it's funny, E, when you called me the other day and I was like, E, what are you doing? He's like, yo, I'm out here riding, looking at lights. I'm like, the hell, what you mean? So what lights? You're like, man, they got lights at the speedway. I'm about to sit here and do this for me. I was like, really? That's pretty dope, cool, man. Just the right. It's funny because people might say, well, maybe he was with somebody. Then you was by yourself.
Yeah, I was by myself. Like, I went to a networking event at Concord Speedway, and then I didn't even realize until this year that they have a light show out there. So I said, well, shoot, since I'm already out here, I might as well ride around and look at the light show. And it was cool. And it was interesting because they have it set up to where the lights kind of go on and off at a certain rhythm. And if you turn your station to, I think it was 101.3 Charlotte station, the lights play at the rhythm of the song that's on the radio. But I did that for like 30 minutes. I'm like, I need some soul. So I just turned it off and started listening to my own music. But it was still cool, though.
What's dope about that, man, and not to get off on the subject, but it's good to show that you've gotten to a point where you can enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for a lot of people. Even myself, it's hard. I mean, you know, you can enjoy yourself. I think, like, you and Mario, man, when we talked to y'all, too, you know, Mario's one of our close brothers, man. I see it's just y'all really know how to say, hey, I can be by myself and enjoy being that, man. It's cool to see that, man. It's real cool.
Man, there is peace and solitude. So, yeah, man, it was cool. But, one of my favorite holiday traditions, popping the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And then as I've gotten older, Halloween.
You know, I don't know if I truly respect the Halloween until we all started kicking it, man, back in the day. Yeah. We used to throw some wild parties. Yes. At your house.
Yes. 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 At my house.
Do you remember the year we brought the smoke machine to the house?
I do remember. Crazy. I do remember. We had a smoke machine. We had the decorations. Yo. We had the hookah. We had the games. We had the food, like the whole nine yards.
We probably had
like, I don't know, a good at least 60 people there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, let me tell you something. We probably not at the stature we are today. We enjoyed ourselves back in the day.
Absolutely.
I know I didn't make as much money as I make now, but Jesus, I enjoyed my, it's fun. I can enjoy myself more when I'm broke. Isn't that crazy?
You get creative.
Damn, brother can have some fun when you got a lot of money. I mean, we used to have a blast, man. It was, I look back at those pictures sometimes like, man, that was amazing. Just having fun, man, doing what you got to do. And the people that have been to some of our parties, man, they still talk about like, yo, y'all, we used to have so much fun at your Halloween parties, man. We did what we had to do, man. It was good times, man. Great times.
Those are probably times. Two of my favorite holidays, man. Halloween. Well, actually, let me take that back. I'm not going to say 4th of July is my favorite holiday, but I love popping fireworks. Mm. Yeah. Just, I don't know, something about the a little bit of innate danger with it. It's kind of intriguing to me.
What would you say your, I ain't gonna say worst holiday, what was the one holiday that's not as standoffish? Any other holiday you just kind of like, if you could get rid of a holiday, what would you get rid of?
President's Day.
Okay. Major
holiday. Let me see. Let's list out the major holidays. You got New Year's. Oh, Valentine's Day.
So many reasons. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, they ain't take long. Valentine's Day.
So would that be the holiday you feel like is the one that you least celebrated?
Yes. The only reason I celebrate Valentine's Day is because I feel forced by a woman to celebrate it, because if I don't do anything for Valentine's Day, then they look at me like, well, why not? And I'm like, well, who is Valentine anyway? It's not even a real person.
I hate.
So, but nah, Valentine's Day to me just becomes more competition between all the other women in her work location. Mm-hmm. You know, they show up with flowers and candy and, you know, whatever other gifts. And if she don't show up with nothing, then they looking at her like, yo, man, don't love you. Mm-hmm. But you didn't tell them about all the shit that I do for you throughout the rest of the year.
That don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter. Mean, yeah, we could have just got
what
back
you do
from
for me today.
Right. We could have just got back from Europe because I didn't get you a teddy bear and some candy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would toss Valentine's Day off the rip. Off the rip.
I would have to say, it's funny. I can't say I would get rid of a holiday, but you know the one holiday I don't look into as much as New Year's. I guess I'm just not a big, I don't go out as much anymore. Like, I'm not big on that whole club scene where I got to be packed and pay $100 to get in somewhere. I just ain't me no way. That ain't me. I'd rather be at a nice little house with a group of people and, you know, have a sip of something bringing in the new year. That's me. But, you know, I think some of these holidays have been so provoked by the dollar bill that you can't really enjoy them like they used to.
It's absolutely become commercialized because there's money to be made off of holidays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's always money to be made. But that'll be a later
Day
podcast.
Is a bill.
It is.
It's a bill. Christmas is a bill.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people go in debt during the holidays.
Man, look here. December and February are too close together. Mm-hmm. It does not go together.
I mean, you could throw in November in that too. You can go November through February.
Mm, you can.
That 4 month span.
Mm-mm. And don't find somebody got a birthday. My mom's birthday and dad's birthday is in January, along with my niece and nephew. So that's why I'm like, I just be like, yo, these months.
Hey. That'll be a whole nother podcast episode itself. Oh, yeah. Don't go broke for the holidays.
I know. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, my favorite song for the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play it for you.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me, because I already got it queued up.
I think this would be a good way to go out. Let's
do that.
We're going to leave out with E's song for the holidays. And we do appreciate y'all, you know, joining the Hidden Truth podcast and, you know, following us out, man. But as y'all keep following us, you know, we try to keep bringing y'all great things. But we're going to end our lovely Christmas podcast with one of E's favorite songs for the holidays. Hey, let it snow.
Talk to him, YJ.
It's another Christmas holiday.